Think a minute. A divorced husband and wife said, "We broke up because of illness in the family. We got sick of each other." Sadly, this oldest institution in the world is experiencing an epidemic of sickness that's infecting and hurting millions of homes and families. Even many of the couples who do stay together are not healthy, happy relationships. So today and tomorrow, we'll look at some of the unhealthy conditions in marriage and then prescribe some medicines to heal and strengthen our marriage for a happy, satisfying life together. The first sickness in marriages is simple selfishness. Many marriage problems are caused by the marriage of two people who are in love with themselves. This is the husband who sees his wife as the one who gives him what he wants, mainly a cook, cleaner, and lover. He likes to show her off like a new car, but when her paint job fades and her engine slows down, he's ready to trade her in for a new model. But this selfish, boyish kind of thinking still doesn't understand what mature, manly love is, that love and marriage is for men only, who are strong enough to put the needs of their wife first. But a selfish, domineering wife can also take her women's liberation too far by not respecting and treating her husband as the leader of their home. One husband said, "My wife's the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet." This kind of self-centered, critical wife will continually tear down her husband's self-confidence and also take away their children's respect for him as their father. Sadly, some wives work so hard to make good husbands that they don't make better wives. A second marriage sickness is busyness. In many marriages, both the husband and wife have full-time careers, and even stay-at-home mothers are extremely busy with their children's schooling, housekeeping, paying bills, cooking, and countless other jobs. So when the husband goes out with the boys after work instead of coming home, couples have even less time with each other. So today, whatever your marriage problem may be, why not ask the creator of love and marriage to start healing your relationship with your mate? Then ask him to change your heart so you can become the life partner your husband or wife needs. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.